navigate the journey to becoming a great lawyer with expert guidance on topics that range from trial skills to corner office management. Here you will learn how to tap into your potential for legal greatness. I'm Andrew Smiley, and this is The Mentor, ESQ.
Happy New Year, everybody. Really appreciate you joining me. We are wondering whether to kick it off today or not because everyone's still trying to settle in, get off the funk of the holidays, and everyone's got their desks piled high with to-do lists for this week and this year. So thanks for making this CLE and joining me for the next hour, hopefully hour and a half with the Q&A, to talk about personal trainer and gym negligence cases. So as always, most of you probably know I like to do a series, one in the spring that'll get us up to the summer, and then usually one in the fall. So in trying to think about what series to do for this year, for the spring, I had the idea of sort of an a la carte menu of different interesting types of cases. So instead of doing a whole series on one type that you may or may not be interested in, over the next 5 months, we're going to talk about different types of cases which you can handle. We can all handle these, and hopefully in the hour or so for each month on these topics, you'll feel that you've learned enough to maybe tackle these cases on your own. So next month, we're going to be talking about dram shop cases. That's liquor liability when people get intoxicated, served alcohol, and cause injury to others. Then we're going to be talking about ski accident cases. We'll talk about jet ski negligence cases, and lastly, we'll talk about fire, death, and injury cases. And obviously, you can't go through how to litigate these types of cases in one CLE, so I'm going to have to kind of move fast and hit on the highlights. And then depending on the interest that you all express, please give us feedback. I'll be happy to do more in-depth on any of these topics, getting into the weeds on depositions and experts and trying the cases. So hopefully you'll pick up some tidbits. So I'm really excited to talk about the personal trainer negligence and gym cases because it's an area that's kind of near and dear to my heart, physical fitness. I've always been involved in fitness. I've worked out at gyms all my life. I've worked out with personal trainers. I have a lot of friends and family members in the fitness industry. I've done Thai kickboxing, Muay Thai kickboxing. I play tennis regularly, yoga, group fitness. I remember the days of the Reebok step and doing that. So I've sort of seen the industry change. And along the way, because of my involvement, I've been consulted on